Kathy, are you exhausted?
It was a pretty tiring day yesterday.
Well, I thought it was interesting watching you go through the process. I would have to say it took some courage for you to move forward with this, because in reading the comments that I had from other folks, no one really had the guts to say, you know what, we don't have enough money and we're going to have to ask the citizens of the city for some help.
Well, you know, it's just one of those times where everybody's sort of reaching out to their neighbor for assistance in other areas, and the residents of Lansing are our neighbors, and this is the way that we provide services, is with help from our neighbors. So I think I kind of put it in context that way, and really I can't stress enough. I mean, even though we had some folks who tried to spin this a little bit differently, the majority of property owners in all categories are still going to see a savings next year, even if we do add this $4 million to allow us to provide essential services.
Probably a quote that I saw online that stuck out the most with me was that Mayor Virge Bonero said he supported the idea of a citywide vote, though he has emphasized that this is Dunbar's concept. Do you feel that people that you work with downtown have kind of left you out on an island?
You know, I don't care if they did. I don't feel like that's the case. I don't think that. I think he was trying to probably give me credit for making the leap, as opposed to distancing himself, because he's been on the radio and in the media saying that he supports this because he wants to keep essential services, but that it's very important that the public be able to decide, and I agree with that. I mean, it's interesting. For those who do want to distance themselves, that's fine. I mean, somebody had to do it, and I'm willing to do it. But I've been working on this for like 6-7 months now. This isn't something that's new to anybody that I work with. And we've been talking to the public about it for a long time. Even before the last budget, we started hearing folks in the community in 2010 saying it's time for us to pay a little bit more to keep some services.
Lansing City Council Member Eric Hewitt said he's not comfortable with the resolution until he gets more details. What details does he need?
I don't know. You know, there was an interesting comment last night. I have to say I was a little surprised. You know, we know that we're going to be facing $15 to $23 million out of a $103 million budget that we have to cut. That's a significant amount. Now, you know, whatever the details are of how those cuts come, they're going to hurt. And the mayor's office put out a 3-page letter yesterday, which is unprecedented, really. Before, and we normally don't get much communication from the mayor before he presents his budget, which isn't due until March 28th. And this communication said, these are some serious times, and we are looking at some serious options for things that we cannot do if this budget goes through all cuts. And you know, I in my little presentation last night, I mentioned closing fire stations and reducing road patrols and foregoing local road maintenance. There were a whole host of other things in the mayor's list, like closing community centers and different things that we couldn't do. And you know, people don't realize that. I mentioned this last night. We have 45 miles of local roads that are PACER rating 3 or below, which means that they're the worst. And in other communities, when they haven't had money to fund repaving them, they return them to gravel. They grind them up and turn them to gravel. I'm not willing to go there, but I figure it's time to ask the public. So I guess I don't know what Council Member Hewitt was referring to. I don't know what other cuts he's thinking could be made. But the fact is, we have a deadline. We have to get this on the ballot by a certain time. And the people will have 2 months to look at what we're doing. And if they choose that there are cuts to be made, they'll tell us that at the ballot, at the polls.
The $4 million, will that be enough?
No. No, it won't. We are limited in what we can raise by city charter and by the Headley. And the Headley is a cap that was put on municipalities on what they can raise. The ballot proposal that we're asking is to lift that from 19.162 back to the city charter of 20. We'd only be levying 19.44, something like that, in mills. But, what it's going to raise is $8.5 million, and our budget deficit is looking at 15 to 23, like I said. We've always said from the beginning, this is something that we need to do to preserve essential services and mitigate the cuts. But there will be cuts. And I've heard the mayor say it's a matter of using a meat cleaver or a scalpel. I've kind of used the analogy, it's either you amputate at the shoulder or you amputate at the elbow. But either way, we're cutting.
What's interesting about what you're proposing and the challenges that the city has, Kathy, is that unlike the federal government, which appears to be nickel-and-diming, the city and perhaps the state are just attacking this and trying to deal with it head-on so it doesn't come back to bite you in the rear in the future.
Well, that's really the reason that we're doing this at this time. I don't want to get caught with my pants down at the last minute, pardon the analogy there, but, I don't want to be dealing with the budget like we did last year. I don't want to be at the 11th hour considering a potential, tax increase that hasn't been vetted with the public or hasn't been analyzed by our assessor and by our finance department. So I think it's really important to start early and really get the public involved in the discussion and allow them to make the decision.
So February 21st, the full city council session will have the opportunity to approve the ballot language. Where do you think you stand with your fellow council members?
Actually, there was an informal poll by a media outlet last night, and it looks like there is at least 5 votes, which is what are necessary to put it on the ballot. So I'm fairly confident that it's going to pass next week. And that means that on the 22nd, the ballot language will go to the clerk to be confirmed. And just for the rest of the timeline, the mayor will present his budget to us on the 28th of March. And I should probably say this, too. For any of your listeners that live in Lansing that would like to see how this proposal will affect them, there will be a feature on the city website starting March 1st where you can plug in your property address and actually see your last year's taxes, what this year's taxes would look like before the 4 mil increase, and then what they would look like with that 4 mils, and you can see whether you'd have savings both ways, if you'd have a little bit of an increase, but you'll know what that is. So you go into it with your eyes open.
Kathy, just to be clear, without this 4 mil increase, what would happen to the city's budget?
You're looking at cutting 20% from a $103 million budget. In a budget that has already been shaved with an amazing amount of expense reductions in the past few years, and there's really nowhere left to cut but people, and people provide services. And if you take road patrol down to bare minimum staffing North and South Precinct, if you close fire stations, if you close community centers, it's not pretty. It's not pretty, and it will affect the way that people perceive city services in Lansing.
What's been the feedback from the community, not only last night, but from what you've heard via the phone or the email?
I'm on my cell phone right now, so I can't read you the email, but I got a very eloquent email from a woman named Rita last night at about 11:30 who said, "It's about time. Please, I'm willing to raise my taxes." It was very, it's an interesting mix. I get a few people that are hesitant because they don't know how it's going to affect them, and we explain the whole process, and I think education is key. I think people are afraid of what they don't know, but for the most part, the comments that I'm getting in the community and the emails and communications I've gotten say, it's time, and we're ready, and it's okay.
How do you think business will perceive this, and is this going to keep new business from coming to Lansing?
Well, the business owners are actually affected more than the residential owners with regard to savings. We talk about the numbers, the 66% of the residential owners are going to see a savings whether we increase this or not, and it's 77% of commercial and 85% of industrial business owners, property owners, are going to see savings whether we do the 4 mil increase and in even with the 4 mil increase. So they will be paying no more this year than they did last year for their 2010 taxes. So I don't see it being that big of an issue. I think there's a lot of property owners in the business community that recognize that services, if quality of life is affected, it will start to affect their business as well.
All right. And finally, before we let you go, I believe what the number means with the 4 mil increase is that a home with a market value of $100,000 would increase the taxes for that homeowner by about $200.
Yes, if they're in the category where they would pay more, it would be $200. But for the most part, that homeowner is due to save about $250 next year, so that $200, it becomes a savings of $50.
All right, there will be a full city council session to approve the ballot language on February 21st. The next day, on the 22nd, is the deadline for submitting the ballot language to the clerk's office. Special election on the millage proposal would be May 3rd. Kathy, I know we'll be talking with you again, especially we're going to get you in to talk about Southside.
Wonderful.
We'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.